Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio. This It's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio. This September 8th, 2012, come talk, come listen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra presents it from a consumer's perspective. A show that shares car accident information and life experiences that follow. From the initial crash to dealing with medical, attorneys, insurance, and self-insured employer situations. And it's your challenges that tell the story, meaning this show is really about you, and it's very interactive, so get ready to participate at comfortable levels. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Estra has dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, Geico, Kemco, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, and Social Security. As you may have already guessed, you're in a car accident is today's topic on the broadcast. At the scene of a car accident, one cannot always remember the necessary steps to take. To ensure you gather all the information necessary to document it, sometimes you're still shaken up. It's easy to forget. Or maybe there's something going on at the scene that distracts you. And that's why I keep a copy of my car accident book in the car with me. Put it in a place that you will remember to use it. It will make for easier documentation just right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or you want answers, then the information is right there. No hassles trying to find it. Author and host, Estra, will introduce her new book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, along with some of the latest information available on collisions. Later in the show, we will be taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, call 718-766-4385. The first three callers will receive a free copy of her new book, with no shipping costs, along with three additional callers who share their own car accident experience. These six books will be personally signed by Estra. Also, while the show is running, you can also go to www.estras.blogspot.com and receive a 30% discount on the softcover book. While the show is running with no shipping costs. Ebooks are also available on eBay, Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble's Nook. During the radio show, participate in our survey questions. Send Twitter responses to @EstrasRadioShow or emails to EstrasRadioShow@blogtalkradio.com. At the end of the show, I will share the questionnaire results. Okay. I'm Estra, your host. Are you one of the many people with the misfortune of being in a car accident? It's unpleasant and can be filled with many twists and turns, but be thankful to be one of the lucky ones able to continue the journey, however difficult it might be. At this time, someone today will not be afforded this opportunity. The Center of Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, says motor vehicle accidents rank third in loss of life. It's behind cancer and heart disease from 2001 to 2010. However, the good news is that fatalities and injuries were on the decline from 2000 to 2009. This does not provide much encouragement, though, to those who lost loved ones. There were 17,718 that died in passenger cars and 17,428 in light trucks in 2010. And that's according to the Highway Traffic Safety Administration, known as NHTSA. Their research also indicates accidents were more deadly when head-on collisions was number one, negotiating curves was number two, and in third place was making left turns. So furthermore, in 2010, drivers had more tragic outcomes than passengers, and males more than females. Surprisingly, normal weather and daylight hour accidents had more tragic consequences than when it was dark, to my surprise. What if you woke up tomorrow morning and you were in a car accident? Maybe you walked away unharmed. Maybe you were injured, or tragically, you became one of the statistics we were talking about. What would you do? How would you react? Would you have enough medical or disability insurance? And even if you do, could you trust the insurance carrier to do the right thing by you? Someone today will be asking themselves these questions. But isn't it funny how none of us think it will be us? But some of us is going to be wrong, because it will happen to some of us. Is this a doom and gloom moment? No, no. It's just a reality check. Good and bad things happen to all of us. All we can do is our best through the situation. To be our best advocate and to be that we cannot be clueless and expect insurance companies or employers or medical professionals to look out for us more than ourselves. That's why we also have to learn and investigate and help each other. By sharing experiences, both the good and the bad, we can provide hope and encouragement to each other. We can learn from the experiences, make better decisions, not because we'll all go through the exact same things or make the same final decisions even, but the wisdom obtained will help us be wiser, make fewer mistakes, and provide less of an opportunity to be taken advantage of, either emotionally, financially. Remember, when contacting yours or the other driver's auto insurance company, you may be viewed as a sheep coming for slaughter. They realize that most people are counting on their expertise to help them navigate the process. From their initial questionnaire list, are they looking to find ways to reduce or deny your claim? Are they really looking out for your best of interest? Or are they more concerned with the bottom line? Sometimes you don't find out the truth until it's nearly over or it is over. Call 718-766-4385 now and share your car accident experience. 718-766-4385. The lines are open.
You are listening to Talking About You with Esther on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you rate auto insurance carrier's treatment of your claim? Was it A, fair, B, unfair, C, neutral? Call 718-766-4385. Again, how would you rate auto insurance carrier's treatment of your claim? A is fair, B is unfair, or C is neutral? Call 718-766-4385. Now, we must still stay positive and creative to recover from whatever life throws our way. So let's talk and listen to what each other has been through. Call 718-766-4385. Stay with us. We will be right back to take your call.
Are you worried what's going to happen next? Does the insurance company lose? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking About You with Estra tells it like it is. You find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk, to get answers you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Involved in a car accident. Now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance of making the best decisions on my behalf? A good place to start is Estra's new book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. And right now, during the program, receive 30% off with no shipping cost. Go to www.estras.com www.blogspot.com and order it now.
Now, back to Talking About You with Estra.
Listening to Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Your company's medical insurance? Have you been injured and applied for short-term or long-term disability? How do you know how long your coverage will last? Were the questions about ERISA, COBRA, or just dealing with your human resource department? This is the conversation for you. Tune in on Saturday, September 15, 2012 at 11 a.m. Talking About You with Estra's radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. It's your show.
Now back to Talking With You with Estra. Listeners, have the losses started piling up? How are you coping? Do you see an end in sight? Or is it a never-ending song? Here's a quick reading from my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. It's from Section 1, Life After Car Accident. At the time of my accident in 2010, my life was finally moving in the right direction again. My daughter was in her last year of college, and I was looking forward to being able to save a little money. Fortunately, I had returned to work and felt victorious over disability. In fact, there was a feeling of invincibility once more. I had not been hit by a car in a few years, which provided healing both physically and emotionally, and was making progress in my personal life. I had said goodbye to Murphy's Law and hello to Lady Luck. Then it happened. I was hit by two different cars within 2 months. Had I gotten too comfortable without Murphy's Law? Was he acting like a scorned lover? I much preferred a life with Lady Luck. I was barely holding on after the first accident. All I had worked for was fading, and I didn't want to fall again. There's been so much hurt. Those dark memories of past traumas resurfaced after learning to forget them. I didn't want to start all over again. I like my life now. But once again, my pain levels are high. New areas of pain erupted to join the old. And although over the years I had learned to deal with pain, it was like childbirth. I forgot how much pain one could truly be in. How could this be? It's just too difficult. to hold myself up much longer. So here I am, knocked down again. And that's the end of the section that I was reading with my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. When in this kind of predicament, a lot of people end up struggling. Are you one of them? It's difficult to make daily decisions, and your resources are drying up too fast most times. And this is going on when your pain levels are increasing. It's an awful place to be, and most insurance and self-insured employers know your plight. In fact, some may try and take advantage of it. What are your options now? Who can you really trust? Where can you find answers? What are your rights? It seems like solutions would be easy to find, right? More wrong than right, because the less you know, the more others may have to gain. You may get your head handed to you on a silver platter. Well, maybe not your head, but your pockets might become awful empty. You can be placed in a bad situation before you can even figure out a strategy to protect yourself. Why? Because those who already are in the system are depending on your innocence and lack of knowledge. The less resources you have, the more vulnerable to become victimized, and be taken advantage of. Why? No one else may be looking out for your best of interest, or you may become second or third on their list of priorities. Who could be first? Their investors, their commissions, their reputation, their revenue. The list could be endless, depending on who you're dealing with. So what can you do? Learn about your rights and responsibilities in order to protect yourself. Even if you're not feeling well, the more you know, the better off you're going to be. But only you can make that decision or find a good advocate for yourself. How do you know if what someone is telling you is true? That's why it's so important to learn your rights. Just count the number of lies we've seen in the media as of late. Makes you realize how important fact-checking really is.
Lines are open. Call 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385.
Today's survey question is, after your car accident, were you A, better off, B, same as before, or C, worse off? Email your answers to www.estersradioshow@blogtalkradio.com. Again, today's survey question is, after your accident, were you A, better off, B, same as before, or C, worse off? Email your answers to www.estersradioshow@blogtalkradio.com. Coming up, we'll be talking about auto shop repairs, dealing with healthcare providers, and also taking your calls. Stay with us. We will be right back.
in on Saturday at 11 a.m., starting on September 8th, 2012, for Talking About You with Esther on Block Talk Radio. Esther knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk.
How do you make good decisions about car repairs? Do you take your car to your old tried and true body shop? Or do you trust the auto insurance shops that they work with? Or do you take the money and run, leaving your car looking mistreated? Or do you choose another option? Car values after an accident can be minor or major. Some collisions affect drivability, while others are cosmetic in nature. Some of us are so attached to our cars that even when defined as totaled by an auto insurance company, we cannot be separated from them. Other of us may squirm at the idea of our car parts being replaced with generic ones, giving us sleepless nights, worrying the harm that they might be doing. Whatever decisions you make, know that it's a choice, one that is your right to make alone. Do not be manipulated into taking a direction that is uncomfortable for you. If it feels right and you've done your homework before deciding, chances are your advocacy will keep your car and your mental state intact. But remember, the more money saved, the better off the insurance company's investors will be, but not necessarily you or your vehicle. So use caution when dealing with insurance companies and make sure that you are being your best advocate.
You are listening to Talking About You with Esther on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be
wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Report online at Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, and eBay. I'm going to start off here with a quick read again from my book, Car Accidents, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. It's going to be on Section 2, Dealing with Healthcare Providers. 4. Building a relationship with a physician today takes time and commitment. Unfortunately, the days of Dr. Welby, MD's carefree range to treat patients as he sees fit is gone. Many doctors spend a portion of their days dealing with insurance companies just to get patients' care approved. In my opinion, much of our healthcare system has become a power struggle between those with resources, leaving patients in the middle. This is causing higher costs and less care. Recall that most payments to physicians come from insurance companies. Therefore, doctors can be at the mercy of the insurance or self-insured employer's carrier. They can be dealing with harassment just as the insured. If you can pay out-of-pocket costs for medical services, it will help receive an honest assessment of your condition, from my observations. The pressures they can place on physicians can be enormous. These insurance carriers and self-insured employers have too much power over the healthcare system, in my opinion.
Nevertheless, continue to work on building a respectful relationship with your physician. From my experience, today's doctors also have to put their credibility on the line for patients. Due to insurance companies having the upper hand in the decision-making, by knowing their patient's conditions prior to a traumatic event, they can better help in your recovery. However, do not expect medical personnel to necessarily put their professional careers on the line for you. It just doesn't happen, especially if your life is not as clean as the Virgin Mary's. Plus, there isn't much money in it for them, and it takes a considerable amount of their time. Many insurance companies are counting on this one. Don't be discouraged. They're not the Virgin Mary either. And that is where I'm going to stop there. In my opinion, this is one of the most difficult parts of a car collision. Who wants an insurance company to have more control over the decisions regarding your health? Where doctors can constantly be bombarded with questions from insurance companies about your condition, with possible delays or denials of your medical bills. And this can only be the beginning. Think insurance companies have too much power? Do you not have health insurance even at all? Or maybe you use the personal injury clause on your auto policy. Call in and share your experiences. 718-766-4385. Again, it's 718-766-4385. And share your auto insurance company experience. If the lines are busy, keep trying. I want to hear from you.
Listening to Talking About You with Esther on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Let's talk about you. Our lines are open. Call 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385.
Again, today's survey question is, after your car accident, were you A, better off, B, same as before, or C, worse off? Email your answers to www.estersradioshow@blogtalkradio.com. Coming up next is another quick reading and more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Been involved in a car accident. Now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance of making the best decisions on my behalf? A good place to start is Esther's new book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. And right now, during the program, receive 30% off with no shipping cost. Go to www.estras.blogspot.com and order it now.
Welcome back to Talking About You with Estra. Here is the last quick read from my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. This section is number 4, and it's in the Accident Journal and Documentation section. Sometimes getting a little help on documenting an accident can reduce stress, organize information, and be available when needed. This allows more time for recovery and less time on locating documents. I hope the accident journal and documentation forms provide freedom from the day-to-day tasks and relief from worrying on how to organize them. This is only a start and can be combined with additional methods found helpful in keeping you informed and organized. You don't have to write a lot in this journal each day. Just a line or two helps to chart your progress and identify concerns. Confidence comes when being able to ask, answer questions, and provide requested information in a reasonable amount of time. So be creative in accomplishing this goal. Make sure it's not taking up too much of your time and energy for maintenance. Keep it simple. Also, remember, before giving answers to questions, think why they are asking each one and why they need the information. Attempt to determine their motive. And that's the end of the section four that I'm going to read for the accident journal and documentation. I hope you've enjoyed and learned something from these quick readings. Again, car accident, personal injury, wisdom, knowledge, and support softcover book can be purchased now at www.estra.blogspot.com at 30% off and no shipping cost. After the program ends, you can find them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and eBay. Regardless of whether you use an attorney or submit your own demand letter to an auto insurance company, many can expect to be lowballed, degraded, and attempts of intimidation. Does this sound like someone who wants to be fair, honest, respectful, and treat the insured with dignity? Call 718-766-4385 and share the outcome of your experience. 718-766-4385. That's 718-766-4385. The lines are open. Thank you for your participation as a listener and as a caller today. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks for staying with us. The tweet of the week comes from at Estra's Blog Tips, and it says, one's range of motion may be limited or other capacities, but our voices are here to stay. And to me, if you lose your voice, it means that you lose your greatest power of all. To stand up for what you believe, if not you, who? And if you don't stand for yourself, you don't stand for your community, or if you don't stand for your state, or if you don't stand for your country, or if you don't stand for the world, then what's going to happen? Who's going to stand in your place? Are they going to make the same decisions? Is the input they give going to be the same as yours? I doubt it. Your voice is for you to communicate with the world. And however you communicate, whether it's through your voice, through your hands, however it works for you, it's important for you to have a voice. We'll be right back. We're back with Talking About You with Estra, and I'm your host. Want to learn more about the laws and regulations in your state? Go to www.iihs.org/laws/default.aspx, and you can see individually for each state. Do you think more people with disabilities should run for political office? I mean, just really jump in there with both feet. Do you think that would change the way legislation is written in Congress? Would disability, sickness, or injury move up on the issues and concerns? Let's hope so. Just seeing Congress start on the ERISA reform, in my opinion, would be a move in the right direction. From my point of view, many disabled, sick, or injured get the shaft way too often from private insurance companies or self-insured employers. Is your coverage enough? And even if it is enough, will your auto insurance company act in bad faith? Unfortunately, this is one where there is truly no guarantees. If you have insurance, make sure it's with a carrier who has a reputation for paying out claims. Otherwise, your policy may not help in times of trouble. Or, if you have insurance, check out how long they'll pay. Do they tend to cut you off once you hit a dollar value or after 2 years? It's important to know so that you can prepare. What was the final result of your car accident? How long did it take to get resolved? What did you learn from the experience? Call 718-766-4385 and share the outcomes of your experience. 718-766-4385. The lines are open. And the first three callers will receive a free copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. That's it for our show today. We've enjoyed you being with us. Next week, our topic will be you and self-insured employers. So please be sure to join us. See you next week. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra Radio Show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com. Thank you. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, September 15th, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Let's keep the conversation going.